You're listening to Startup Acquisition Stories, a podcast featuring the stories of startup founders and buyers who have successfully gone through an acquisition process using Acquire.com, the world's number one startup acquisition marketplace. To date, Acquire.com has helped thousands of startups get acquired and facilitated hundreds of millions in closed deal volume. Here's your host, Andrew Gostecki.
All right, I'm here with Igor, who has actually built multiple businesses and sold them on Acquire.com. Igor, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on the pod.
Yeah, my pleasure. So for those that may not know your background, do you want to give a quick introduction of yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I was working for a Ukrainian startup accelerator for like over 6 years. And that's where I got introduced to the startup movement in general. And then I built my first project in 2015 working there. And it was a job board for startups to hire their first employees here in Ukraine. And I sold it in 2019. And since 2017, I have been working on my own projects full time. So most of them I start as a team of one, but in cases where I need like some advanced development, I reach out to friends who code and we do it together. And so because of so many ideas, it's too boring for me to work on one business. So that's maybe why I launched over 40 experiments and sold 10 of them. And 5 of them I have in my portfolio right now. And so that's my approach I developed during like over the years.
Nice. I love that. And then, so in terms of the businesses that you sold on Acquire.com, which one was your favorite? Maybe we can focus on that one.
I think the last one is my favorite one because it was the fastest exit I have ever done. Only like 3 weeks from launch to exit. So that's my favorite one.
And what was the name of that business, if I can ask?
It was like Type/AI, a Chrome extension with a /AI assistant in any text box you can write over the internet.
Nice. I remember that one. You wrote a Twitter thread. I think you got like 3 million views on it or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was epic thread how I built and sold the project within 3 weeks, and got really huge attention to it.
Yeah, that was cool. Let's talk about that one then. Okay, so what made you build that, and what problem did it solve? Let's start there.
Yeah, sure. So I launched this project actually as a fun experiment just to figure out how good ChatGPT is at code writing. And the results from the first few prompts were great. So I spent the next 10 hours improving the output. And at the end of the day, I was able to actually record a live demo video with a Chrome extension created in collaboration with ChatGPT as my CTO. And I wrote the tweet, and my tweet with the demo went viral. I was working on the extension for a few more weeks and learned a lot about ChatGPT and what can be done with it. So that's the general idea of doing this experiment. And the extension was able to actually generate content right in the text boxes you can write like your comments on or any content online. So you can access this this powerful technology just with a simple comment. Just you type /AI and then your prompt, and you hit enter, and you receive the response from ChatGPT right there.
Interesting. Nice. I like that. And then in terms of you built an AI product, and we're seeing a lot of those there's a ton of interest in them. What made you decide to sell the startup?
I decided to sell the project and build something on topic I care a lot about. You know, that's like thinking. For me, it's thinking. It's like finances, yoga. So that's our topics I care a lot about. And so I decided to sell this because it was like an experiment for me, and I was not going to actually grow this or turn into something bigger. And that was the main reason for me.
Nice. And so it was essentially a side project, and you felt someone could probably take it farther?
Yes. Sure.
Nice. I like that. And then, okay, so let's go through the acquisition journey. I always like doing this on the podcast. You list on acquire.com. What happens in, you know, the first, you know, 2 weeks in terms of buyers reaching out? Or actually, it sounds like you sold it in 2 weeks. So what was that first, you know, week like when you went live on Acquire?
Yeah, that wasn't my first exit. I have prior experience with selling projects, and at least three of them were sold via Acquire. And this, I would like to thank you, Andrew, and your team, because you're doing a great job here. And from my experience,
I gotta pause you there. I'm not technical, so shout out to my team, but not yeah, me.
Sure. So yeah, from my experience, Acquire has the best list of potential buyers because they are all qualified, and I don't waste my time. That's it. I always prefer those who move quickly, and I'm always happy to drop the price a bit for them. You know, I don't want to deal with negotiation and documents for weeks. Some buyers take a week to respond. I don't like it. You are doing this or not. When I'm selling a project, like that's my full-time activity. I prepare the listing, I put together a presentation, a P&L, like a report, screenshots, assets I should transfer, etc. And I value my time and respect buyers. So those who are ready to buy receive immediate answers. And I think I received around 30 requests during the first week, and maybe the same amount during the next week.
Nice.
So yeah, so I process about 55 requests in total.
That's a lot. I like how you so I guess maybe one thing I'd love to dive in is how much easier does the acquisition process go when you've prepared everything in advance? Like when you have a P&L, you have, you know, the assets that you're going to transfer listed out, you have a presentation for buyers. How much does that speed up the acquisition process as opposed to if you had no materials?
Yeah, of course it speed up the process like a lot, because even if the buyer didn't read all the information, I can just send it because I have it prepared. So that's it.
Is that something that I couldn't agree more with in terms of like preparation? Because it's usually the first question buyers are going to ask is, do you have a P&L? Do you have any additional information? They might have some specific questions generally around the health of the business. But the more you can provide information about how the business runs, the opportunity, you know, financials, it just saves everybody so much time. Did you, maybe with your first acquisition, did you go in just as prepared and then realize?
No, of course no. I learned this along the way.
Yeah. Okay. That's maybe what I was guessing, because it does. Yeah. I think a lot of sellers, we see them list, and we always recommend, you know, preparation is so key, because the first impression you have with buyers, you can't get back. And so if you're able to, you know, just take a little bit of time and prepare the necessary, you know, financial statement, overview of the business, and even just a plan of transferring assets, like so a buyer can, because your job is to help a buyer understand your business as easy as possible. And so the easier you make it, the more interested buyers you're going to have. So
yeah, and this applies to anything you would like to sell online, like your own project, or maybe like some shoes on eBay. You also need to write good listing and also need to include great photos. That's how you sell.
Yeah, I would agree with that. A lot of startups that I see on acquire.com. So when you list, I'm not sure if you notice this, but we'll will kind of polish up your listing a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we'll see startups with web pages where I'll even read them and I'm like, I have no idea what your product does. Like, and so we'll kind of, you know, we'll, I always recommend just stating who is it for, what problems it solves, and why is that important? So I agree with you entirely. So let's get back to, so you listed on Acquire, you got, you know, 50 NDAs signed. That's incredible. How did you narrow it down to the end buyer that you ended up selling this business to?
So I look for a few things when selling a project. Firstly, I want the process to be quick. And a good sign is when the buyer has questions prepared and ready to ask them, so we can address them right away. And another positive sign to me is when a buyer asks for my help and willing to pay for it. Like I usually do some small things for free. I mean, some improvements to the product because of this. But yeah, that's essential. I want to know if the buyer plans to keep the project going and make it grow. So because most people think they can just buy something and make money without going any work, and I try to avoid them in general.
Yeah, that's another really good tip. I mean, just the experience of the buyer can really make the life you could avoid a lot of headaches if you sell to an experienced buyer that has a plan, ideally has some acquisition experience or some technical experience or some experience in the space that you're operating in, whether that's e-commerce or SaaS. So that's another good tip. Okay, so you found the buyer. You guys agree to terms. How did due diligence go? I imagine it was probably pretty smooth because you had prepared in advance. You had a asset transfer, you know, kind of plan outlined. Tell me about that process. Once you signed, you know, an LOI, what happened next?
So during the typical due diligence, I show proof of earnings and answer the set of questions. And I'm always proactive at any stage, and I tend to demonstrate and explain more than they ask for. And sometimes buyers ask for a call so I can walk them through the code, product, grade process, and actual usage of the product. And I think that the most effective way to investigate, because buyers can record the session and watch it later. And I think Acquire could consider adding this as part of the listing, perhaps by recording a video that covers these topics and actually shows how the product works on the end side.
That's something that we actually have been looking at in terms of, like, one tip for maybe people looking to sell their business. And I love your thoughts on this too. It's just like a video introduction of yourself, like a icebreaker video that's like, hey, I'm Andrew. This is my product. This is what it does, the problem it solves. This is the current revenue. This is generally what I'm looking to sell it for. I look forward to speaking with you. Something like that. Very brief, you know, kind of gives an outline. Here you can find my P&L, da da da. We've seen that work really, really well in terms of, you know, getting buyers interested and just making it, again, easier for them to wrap their head around everything. But that's great feedback. What's your thoughts on that in terms of like an intro video or anything?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You should do this, definitely.
Yeah, we've seen it be, you know, quite helpful. And again, it's like that icebreaker. It's like, who are you? What is the business? What documents should you focus on? What do they mean?
I love this. Like maybe 3 to 5 minutes would be great to have.
Yeah, we'll get that feature. we've had a request for a while. You went through due diligence. I love how, you know, you recorded the sessions just so, you know, the buyer can go. And there's always just something like that. Maybe you don't remember it, or, you know, you want to go back and reference it. So that was smart to record them. And then the buyer has those even after, you know, the deal is done and everything has been closed. So any bumps around this acquisition, any headaches, any, you know, things that you learned? I know this was your third or fourth acquisition. But anything that came as a surprise, or you wish you did differently, or was this one just kind of smooth from start to finish?
Oh, it was everything was fine for me, except the escrow part, because your escrow partner doesn't directly work with Ukraine, and they work with Ukrainians, but a bank account should be located outside. So that's the only thing. So I offered the buyer an alternative escrow partner, but we agreed on a plan where I transferred domain for a small part of acquisition price and everything else after the next payment, and it all went well for both of us in this case.
That's good. Yeah. So I always recommend using an escrow service, and we do have an upgrade coming soon. This podcast might be out by then, but I think, you know, that's where goodwill with the buyer and just having a buyer that you can trust. I don't ever recommend not using an escrow service, but if you're in a situation where maybe the acquisition is on the smaller end and you trust the buyer and you do milestones where, you know, like you did, like a domain, here's the first payment, second payment, third payment. So it just reduces the risk that, you know, you sell your business without any sort of protection or anything like that.
And in terms of transferring, the project did not have any servers to transfer. So we transferred the domain, a Stripe account, a published project on Chrome Web Store, a website, a source code, and a list of leads, some marketing assets, and that's it. So we did this like for like hours or two, and we are done. So.
Nice. Well, that's you know, potentially, you know, record time. I guess, you know, maybe one of my last questions would be, you know, given that you've gone through the acquisition process, you know, a few times now, if you had to just give any advice to other entrepreneurs or even buyers, what's like maybe the three top things that come to mind to make sure you have a successful acquisition?
Okay, yeah, sure. For me, first is gather all the information available to you and use it to create a comprehensive presentation. The next one, maybe is potential buyers prioritize the easy and speed with which they can restart and grow the project. So often preferring projects with a viable business model over those that generate significant revenue. So minimize expenses as much as possible and optimize them prior to listing the project for sale, and also avoid immediately rejecting an offer if it falls short of your expectation. Take the time to listen to reasoning and attempt to negotiate. So and maybe final one is like, because I'm working like not on a high level, so a lot of people came up to me on Twitter and asked for tips. I told them like, don't waste your time selling a project that doesn't have any traction, because you need to close it and move on, build something else. Just it.
I like that. I like your advice on the LOI specifically, because that's a negotiation piece. You know, someone's giving you an offer. Sure. You are fully allowed to counteroffer if the terms or the price or whatever maybe isn't there. So that's a good tip. So Igor, what are you working on now? I got a feeling you're probably working on something new already.
Yeah. I have a few projects going on like in my portfolio, but my upcoming project is named Mental Walk. It's like a tool designed to help you learn how to think. That's my passion, like learn how to think and improve this skill. And years ago, I learned about mental models and how they influence the perception of the world. And I even developed my own decision-making framework. It is still like a work in progress, but some of my friends are already using it. And I found it challenging to incorporate these mental models into everyday life, you know, despite completing like courses, reading books. Many people struggle to apply learned principles to real world situations. So this is difficult to me and to others. So with Mental Walk, my goal is to introduce people to this concept gradually based on their personal circumstances.
Nice. I like that. And maybe we'll see it on Aquara.com and we'll have to get you back on here.
Thanks.
Well, Igor, it's been a pleasure having you on this podcast, and congrats on all the success. I really enjoyed the Twitter threads, and then obviously this conversation. If people want to get a hold of you to learn more about what you're working on next or just chat with you, where can they find you online?
Yeah, so more threads coming soon. So I write about my experience on Twitter. So follow me, Igor Steforak. So that's it. That's the best place to check what I do. And also check out mentalwalk.com.
Right on. Well, I'll put those in the show notes so people can check them out. But Igor, congrats on all the success. We're in for you, man.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Startup Acquisition Stories podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, make sure to like and follow on your preferred channel. If you know a friend or colleague that's thinking about selling their startup and don't know where to start, please share it with them. For more information on Aquara.com and how we can help you start conversations with serious buyers with acquisition targets ranging from 50,000 up to 50 million or more, check us out at Aquara.com. We'll see you next time.